Bob Jane's son Bill stood at the top of Easy Bowl on Eagle Crest's east side with a bullhorn. Skiers of all ages came down from Ptarmigan and Black Bear lifts.
The symbolic empty sleds for Jane's and Dipple will go first, followed by today's patrollers and the alumni patrollers. Both were patrollers, one for over 50 years, one for just under 50 years.
Dipple died in January at the age of 78. Jane's passed away in March at age 92. They started volunteering with the National Ski Patrol at the old Douglas Ski Bowl called the Third Cabin near Dan Moeller Trail. It was replaced by Eagle Crest in 1975. More and more skiers joined the crowd at the top of Easy Bowl. Some were family, most were friends who had known these gentlemen for decades or just a few years. All were part of the culture of Eagle Crest Ski Area, owned by the city and borough of Juneau. This may be the first memorial run for those who have gone before but had a part to play in the building of Eagle Crest.
I want you also to carry those with you who have left us before. Think about all the old-timers, the Pittmans, the Tom Stewarts, Sig Olson, many others that I have not thought of that have left us already. And think about, too, those that have left us far too early, the Bill Tugmans, the Helen Davies, Peter Barretts, and Matt Brakels. They also deserve our attention on this run.
Led by Ski Patrol Director Brian Davies, the two empty sleds started the procession. More than 200 skiers followed. They wound down the mountain to Eagle Crest Lodge, a fitting end to the 38th season. In Juneau, I'm Rosemarie Alexander.